There's absolutely no difference in terms of funding between schools that are run by local authorities and schools that are academies. Academy chains, as they sometimes get called, I don't like that term, or academy families really act as local authorities. In Oasis, there are 52 schools. So if you like, we're an educational authority. We're not local because our schools stretch around the country, but we're an educational authority with 52 schools, and we get exactly the same funding and have exactly the same responsibilities and obligations.
And do you know how many of your teachers are likely to walk out? Because obviously they don't need to give a huge amount of notice, do they? Which is perhaps why for some parents and children it's caused a bit more uncertainty.
Yeah, it's been very troublesome. The NEU have said that their members shouldn't fail the schools that they work for, the leadership teams in the schools that they work for, what they're planning to do. I understand why that is, because in some schools they're fearful that teachers will then be bullied or intimidated into not taking the action they decided to take. On the other hand, not all NEU members voted to strike. Some will strike to in support of their colleague, some won't. It's impossible to know the answer to that. And in the last few weeks, huge numbers of teachers have joined the NEU. I'm told that about 30,000 around the country. No one really knows if that figure's right and who those people are. So it's yeah, all of this makes it difficult. There's another wild card to throw into all of this. Of course, a head teacher in a school may work out as best they can the kind of provision they can provide, which year groups need to be at home, which year groups can be catered for, trying to stay open for vulnerable children or children of essential workers. But there'd be staff in their school who are not part of a union that's striking, but they are also parents of children in another school. So every school is dependent on what happens in every other school, although none of that can be precisely known. It's a very disruptive process.
Yeah, a bit of a logistical nightmare. Obviously, the government are trying to putting through legislation to try and prevent certain key workers from striking. I mean, what are your views on the right to strike as far as teachers are concerned?
Many of my very good friends are members of the NEU. They're my colleagues. You know, I love them. I work with them and they love children. This strike is happening because there have been so many requests for the resources going into the classroom to be really looked at. And I don't know if you know this, but 40% of all teachers leave the profession within the first 5 years of joining the profession. We are unable as a nation to retain teachers because of our really tough working conditions. People join education because they want to nurture children, but they get ground down in red tape and without the resources to do the job. So I think that the unions, or this union, the NEU, and perhaps there'll be others that follow, and in Scotland, there are others that are striking, they're motivated. Not by a selfish ambition, not in my view. They're motivated by a desire to say enough is enough. We need resources in education that aren't there. And as I've already said, there's a long tail to all of this. If a nation, if a country, if a culture stops investing in the education of its young children, it will pay much more than it ever saved out in welfare and health costs and benefits. We have to work with this generation of young people. And leaving COVID, of course, we know that one in four children, according to the NHS, has a mental health problem. None of that's being met at the moment. All of that is just lumped on the same staff, and they can't cope without more resource.